Hey everybody, it's Jeremy and Stephanie from RVFTA.com, and we are coming at you with a special bonus mini episode of the RVFTA podcast, and we are beyond excited to be working with Lodge Cast Iron. What an iconic brand, and this episode is all about a new product they have. So Stephanie, tell us a little bit about Lodge. Like, our house is filled with Lodge Cast Iron.
Well, it actually is filled with cast iron. And probably that's true for a lot of our listeners also, because when you think of camping, right, you think of a tent and a Lodge cast iron skillet, really, right? Like, those are the two major...
Or a Lodge Dutch oven.
Yeah, the two major images that come to your mind. So Lodge is a family-owned company. They're the largest and oldest domestic manufacturer of traditional cast iron cookware.
Since 1896.
1896, right? In South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. And Lodge continues to produce cast iron cookware in its founding location. It's still there. And we actually have listeners that post sometimes in our Facebook group when they visit.
Was it Kim Fitzsimmons, Kate Dunbar?
Kate's been
Kate
there.
Shut down the store, basically.
Probably. She probably bought everything in there and left. And they offer a wide range of items still to this day, including cookware made for the outdoors. Now, you know, Lodge is this iconic brand. It's been around since 1896, and yet they're not resting on their laurels. They're not like, we've made it. Done.
You would
boom.
Think that there's not much innovating going on in the world of outdoor cooking, but that's not true, man. Lodge is innovating. They have a new product out called the Cast Iron Cook It All. And when I saw this thing, I reached out to Lodge. Mm-hmm. I was like, Lodge, I want to work with you. I want to test the Cook It All. Please send me one. Let's do this. Let's make a podcast about it. So they did. And we are testing this Cast Iron Cook It All, as is Kate Dunbar. This thing was incredible. We had so much fun cooking with it at the campground a few weekends ago. Stephanie, what are the different functions of the Lodge Cast Iron Cook It All?
All right, let's see if I can get them all. It operates as a pizza oven, a Dutch oven, a skillet or a wok, a grill, or a griddle. So it's these separate pieces that you can use in different configurations in different ways to do all of
those
things.
But stop the madness. It's only really two pieces.
Right.
Like, you hear that and in your head, you're imagining some gigantic cauldron. Mm-hmm. But this thing is really small and compact and easily packed and brought to the campground. This would work for somebody in a small RV. In fact, it would work really well for somebody in a small RV because it's got so many different functions, or somebody that's tent camping.
Right, because this is really, if you want to be a minimalist and really just bring it all down to the most simple form of cooking over the campfire, this is probably what you're going to want to look at. And if you know any of those camping minimalists out there, this would also be, hint, a great holiday gift this season.
This would make an incredible gift for anybody that likes cooking outside.
And speaking of that, we are doing a giveaway of this product, of the Cook It All, all right? We're going to do it over on Instagram in the next week, so make sure you're following us over at RV Family Travel Atlas at Instagram to look for that post that tells you what you need to do to win it.
And I know a few of you just said, but I don't follow you on Instagram. That's not fair.
Fix that issue.
You got to fix that issue. Go follow us. Go get an Instagram account.
Get on that. They're
it's friendly.
Free.
It's friendlier than Facebook, too.
The Instagram account is free. All right, now we are really excited to go into the rest of this episode, which is an interview with Kelly Peterson, who is a product manager at Lodge. And Kelly Peterson is actually one of the major minds behind the
development of the Cook It All. As we were interviewing her, I was just picturing like all these like cast iron experts sitting around and then somebody having this aha moment where just like this image of the Cook It All jumps into their mind. And Kelly was part of the team that made this thing a reality. So she's going to walk us through all the different functions. And more importantly, she's going to give us some inspiring ideas for recipes to cook using the Cast Iron Cook It All.
All right. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are incredibly excited to welcome onto our show Kelly Peterson. Kelly is a product manager at Lodge Cast Iron, and she's here today to teach us all about the brand new Lodge Cook It All, which Stephanie and I got to use last weekend, and we had so much fun. And Kelly's also going to inspire us to get out to the campground and do some cooking right over the campfire. So welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. I mean, how does it feel to be a person working for one of the most iconic companies in the country?
Well, I would be lying if I didn't say it was my dream job. And one I didn't even, you know I would fall into. Never expected to be working at a cookware company, but it's a wonderful place to work. Lodge is, has been around since 1896, and they're here still for a reason. I mean, we have fifth generation family members here, and it really feels like, I think anyone who works here would say, it feels like you're part of the family when you start working here. I think that's one of the things that makes it so special, in terms of just the end product too, is just that everyone here puts their heart and soul into it, and everyone here really loves what they do. It's a great culture.
Well, it's so nice to hear, you know, when companies that you have a really warm and fuzzy feeling about and feel like they're kind of integrated into that American society, it's really nice to know that that's actually the truth behind the scenes also. That makes us feel even better about all the money we spend with you guys.
Good. I agree.
I have a total company crush on Lodge. I do. We have at least 20 pieces of Lodge in the house.
Let's not talk about it. We'll get into a fight on air. All right. But you know what?
Well, it's funny. Anytime I tell someone I work at Lodge, you know, if they have any knowledge of it, they just get super excited. They either don't know, you know, they haven't heard of Lodge, and I start telling them about it, or else they are just, you know, super excited and just have to tell me a story about their cast iron. I think everyone here that works here says that, you know, when you tell them you work at Lodge, that everyone has a story and has a, you know, something to share about cast iron. So it's really cool.
All right. So tell us a little more about the story of Lodge, if we could just kind of dive back into the history of the company. Like I said, it is iconic and so many people know about it, but how did it start and what's been going on for the last few decades?
The last 100 years.
100 years. Yeah. 10 decades.
Yeah. Lodge was started in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. So that's about 30 minutes away from Chattanooga, if you're familiar with where that is. It was started in 1896. And a little known fact, it was actually opened up as the Blacklock Foundry. And it was named that until about 1910. Joseph Lodge named it Blacklock for his pastor at the time in the Episcopal Church. And when they reopened, after the fire, they decided to reopen, and they opened back up as Lodge Cast Iron, and have been known as such since then. So we've been around for a long time. They had to get scrappy in the 1950s and things. And, even did some things that weren't cookware at the time just to stay, you know, keep the foundry going and during hard times. And so they've been really resourceful and really, determined. A lot of love and passion put into keeping this company going and keeping it, you know, thriving now to where it is today. Lodge, I don't know how familiar you guys are with cast iron or your listeners are with cast iron, but you know, cast iron now primarily comes seasoned. It only comes seasoned. So that's iron when it's cast is gray, and then it turns black when it's seasoned or in other words, has the oil baked onto it. And Lodge was the first to do that in the production process. So we were the first to offer pre-seasoned cast iron back in the early 2000s. And it really revolutionized kind of the whole industry. It was unique. Before that, if you bought cast iron, you would have to take it home and melt this protective wax coating that would keep it from rusting, melt the wax off, and then season it yourself. And so now Lodge really took that barrier out of it when they introduced pre-seasoning and allowed people just to buy it off the shelf and ready to use. So I think that was really, you know, a big turning point in the company. And
Did you say that they only started to sell that in the early 2000s? Did I hear you correctly?
That's correct. Yeah, before that, you would buy cast iron, and it would be, you probably wouldn't even be able to notice it really, but there was a thin wax coating on it, and that was just to keep it from rusting because, you know, it's very raw iron like that is susceptible to rust, and the oil, the seasoning is what really protects it from rusting.
So then I guess that even though this is such an old company, it's been around for a while, in a way it seems that they've never been okay to just do what they've always done. It seems like there is sort of this, you know, new development.
A spirit of innovation.
Yeah, which you seem to be a part of because you do that kind of thing at Lodge, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, I am a product manager. I work in the product development department, and I primarily handle any of our seasoned cast iron projects. So we have a few people on our product team. If you guys don't know, we make a lot more than just seasoned cast iron. So we make, you know, accessories and things that go with our seasoned cast iron. We have a couple hundred products and a lot more than just our iconic skillet out there. And so we have a team that handles all of our different projects, and I focus on the seasoned cast iron.
So take us behind the scenes with this, the invention of the cook at all. Like, you're all sitting around in the lodge offices and somebody walks in and says, I have this amazing idea for this all-in-one cooking product. I mean, I'm always interested in the origin stories. So what was the origin of the cook at all?
Sure. Yeah. So this product is unique in that it was actually inspired by a Chuck Wagon group that kind of came to us with this kind of notion of a product like this. And so the idea was that the Cook It All was something that was really versatile and could feed a large crowd. And so if you can imagine, you know, being around a Chuck Wagon, you know, ranch type setup where you've got a lot of people there, they wanted something that you could cook all the meals in and all different types of meals in for a large group of people. And it was just, you know, it wasn't like any other piece of outdoor cookware currently on the market. It was different from a Dutch oven, and it wasn't just a griddle. And, you know, it's just a really unique product. And over the last few years, we've just been refining the design to get it to where it is today. And I think that it's something that really is game-changing for outdoor cookware. And outdoor cookware doesn't change a lot. So, you know, a Camp Dutch oven has been around forever, and this is really one of the first new things in a long time.
Now, how long did this whole process take from you getting this idea for a new product from the Chuck Wagon folks to actually getting this out there on the market?
Well, I will say this one, you know, was a little bit longer process than some because it was innovative and because we did, you know, we were trying to achieve a lot with this product. I would say, you know, we worked on this one for probably a little over 3 years now. So, and really put a lot of effort into making sure that we had all the right educational tools in place so that people understood how to use it. And, you know, all the marketing pieces behind this, that took time too, and a lot of testing went into this. We worked with some folks. I don't know if you guys know who J. Wayne Fears is, but he's a really well-known outdoorsman. He's got a very diverse background doing everything from product testing for large outdoor companies to having been in the military. He's also an author of over 35 books. Anyway, he's a great outdoorsman, and he had lots of contacts, and we spent days testing with those guys and getting different perspectives from different outdoorsmen who do different things to make sure that this product satisfied what they need. But then we also spent time in our test kitchen and with friends and just really giving this, you know, putting this product through put through the ringer to just make sure that it, you know, performed the way we wanted it to and kept refining it. So, yeah.
Kelly, the thing that's kind of so interesting to me about the Cook It All, you know, it does so many different things, right? Like, I mean, you guys are saying it's like really five distinct cooking tools. So like in one sense, you could kind of look at it and go, oh, that's complicated. But then, and by the way, the booklet that comes in the box is awesomely helpful. So whoever put that together, like, you nailed it.
Two thumbs up on the booklet.
I've been reading it at night, you know, with my newspaper. But then so it can do a lot of different things, right? So in that sense, okay, you could look at it and go, oh, it's a little bit complicated. But it's actually, in another sense, like really, really simple. Like when you pull it out of the box, there's nothing really intimidating about it at all.
It's very elegant. So that is like, that's the thing, is that we were more intimidated prior to actually using it than we were while we were using it.
Once you pull it out,
They're like, oh, wait, are we going to know how to do this? How are we going to do blah, 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 blah? We're reading all this stuff. But then once we were actually cooking, it was seamless and intuitive.
It was like a Zen moment of clarity, pulling it out of the box. And it's just like, oh, yeah, okay, I get all five aspects of this instantly. So could you just describe to us, like, when you open up the box, what is in the box?
Yeah, sure. So the Cook It All, first of all, I think it'd be, you guys should know just how much we went round and round on this name. Oh my goodness. You know, that was a funny process. I mean, I thought we were never going to land on a name. It was one of those things where we kind of just landed back at the first name that was kind of attached to the item because it really said everything. The Cook It All is just essentially two pieces of iron. One side, if I were to describe it, sort of dome shaped. So it's kind of like a large wok skillet. It's just a slight dome to it. So it's not as domed or circular as a wok, but it's a skillet with kind of a dome shape to it. It's 14 inches across. That side that I was just describing is a 6.8 quart capacity. And then the other side is a reversible grill griddle, circular reversible grill griddle. And then it also comes with two stainless handles that are really good for lifting this item. It's a larger item, and it really gives you a good secure grip to maneuver it, to have these handles when it's really hot.
So. They absolutely do, Kelly. And I'm going to tell you a funny story. So we used this the first time, and we were bringing potluck at a campground with a bunch of friends. So their campsite was a couple of rows over. And I thought, well, you know, after I'd made my sausage and peppers and I had used both pieces, but I thought, well, why dirty up another dish, right? I'll just carry the wok part, the domed part, over and put it on the, you know, table. So I did, and I used my, you know, those nice handles, and I started walking. So guess whose back muscles felt a little bit sore the next day from carrying that? Because it is a piece of cast iron, and it's big.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is heavy. So I brought it all the way over to the campsite and back, and I actually felt a little bit of the soreness in my muscles the next day.
And dinner was delicious.
Yeah.
Now, those handles, they work remarkably well. And so that they connect both to that reversible grill griddle, and then they also connect directly to the skillet slash wok. And then when you place the lid on top, if you just offset the location of where they connect, you can easily move all the different parts around. And for all our listeners,
there's pictures
on our Instagram
about everything
account.
We're talking about in the show notes for this episode.
We did a series of stories on Instagram, and you can go directly to the show notes for this episode and see us using this piece of equipment. So let's talk about all its functions.
Let's
talk about food.
Come on. Let's get
all
to
right,
the food part
I
of
like
this.
I like talking about food.
So give us, tell us about the Dutch oven aspect of it, and what's something we might want to cook the first time to try out that Dutch oven component of it.
Yeah. So I'll just kind of touch on some of the recipes that are included in this guidebook if you guys pick up the book at all. So for the Dutch oven, a cobbler is a great thing to make. The Dutch oven, I'll talk about the cobbler recipe, but some other things you can make in the Dutch oven would be chili or stews or soups. It's kind of shallower than a regular Dutch oven, so things cook really evenly, and I think a little quicker too because it's not so deep. But the mixed berry cobbler that's in the book is a great one to start with. It's really simple. It can feed a crowd, and you guys want me to just kind of go over the recipe a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Tell us a little bit about it. What's in it?
Yeah. It's really simple. So to make a cobbler, essentially, you just sort of butter that. You get the skillet wok side hot. So that's what we're referring to, the bowl shape here for the Dutch oven. And then butter it and put the fruit in there. You're going to get the fruit hot, whatever fruit you choose. And then after you see that starting to boil, you would top it with the cobbler dough that goes on top. It's pretty simple to make too. And then just spoon that on top and put the flat grill side on as your lid in this scenario. With the grill lines up, I will say this is a good tip. Put the grill lines up because then you can allow better airflow underneath the coals that you're going to put on top. So you would have coals underneath the Dutch oven and then also on top because you want really nice, even baking. And because it is a shallower item and large like that, it really browns things very nicely on top, I think, even better than you might get from a regular camp Dutch oven because the heat source is so close to the top.
I'm one of those people who I have done my fair share of cast iron cooking over the campfire. I am always petrified to do baked goods. Like I know so many people do that, and I always feel like I'm going to stick with the stew because it's like a little overwhelming to me. I always feel like I'm just going to burn everything, but I'm going to try the cobbler. I'm determined. I'm going to try it.
If you don't, I am.
Well, because I'm just insecure about
I like
baking.
What Kelly's saying though, that in a sense, it might be a little bit easier to do than in a traditional Dutch oven because it's not as deep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're cooking over a campfire, it is a little bit more work to modulate the temperature and get the temperature to where you want it than right over a stove that you might do with a traditional Dutch oven. So we're trying that cobbler.
I know. We really should.
And that recipe we're going to put in our show notes, and we'll also link to Lodge's website if you want that complete recipe.
All right. Well, let's move on to the griddle. Kelly, tell us like about what the difference is between the griddle side and, you know, the rest of the pieces and then what we're going to make on it.
Okay, great. So the griddle side is on the flat piece of the iron here. And it's 14 inches across. It's a really nice big griddle. A lot of people bring a skillet to a campsite and, or they'll bring our larger rectangular griddle. And this is just like a really good, generous cooking space to work on. I mean, you could do eggs on it. You could do delicate things like fish, or you could do things like grilled cheeses. All those would be great. In our booklet, we mentioned doing fire roasted trout in here.
What does that look? Oh, that sounds so yummy. How am I going to do a fire roasted trout? I got to get somebody to catch the trout for me first, probably, right?
Yeah, you and me both. That's not my strong suit, but they're really simple. I mean, it's really just, it's just lemon and thyme in there and just stuffing it. And it's just really straightforward, honestly. And really, because it is such a nice big space, you have plenty of room to get the trout on there, no matter, you know, how good of a fisherman has caught a large trout. So, you just salt and pepper it. We put two whole trout on there, no problem, and they turned out beautifully.
I also think, too, like, you know, if Stephanie and I are going away for, like, a weekend camping trip, two nights, I might just bring the reversible grill griddle and leave the other part at home on certain weekends because it's a totally functional, usable, reversible grill griddle without the other piece.
Yes. That is a great point. You can use these pieces together or separately. In the Dutch oven, we were using them together. Now, you know, we're just using the griddle separately. You could easily be making something in the skillet wok part and be making something on the griddle or grill pan at the same time. So you've got a lot of versatility with how you use these two pieces.
So you flip that griddle over and on the other side, you're going to have the grill, which is going to have which is going to be raised, right?
Give you some nice sear marks on a steak or something like that.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the grill side, we've really worked on our grill lines in the last few years also. So we've engineered those to be just the right height to leave great grill marks and support your food well, and not be too wide or too narrow that you don't get, that you get strong marks, but not a lot of sticking to your food. So
Kelly, I am very reassured that there are people working behind the scenes that care about my grill marks.
I know.
It's
so cool. Can we come like watch you guys?
I love the idea that there's people like every day going like, we need to give our people really good grill
marks.
And
I totally get why you would say like, this is my dream job because I would love to sit around all day and talk. I'm not saying you sit around all day, but I would love to just like sit there with other smart people and talk about grill marks on a steak.
The perfect grill. All right, well, what can we do on this? What are we going to give our perfect grill marks to?
It was a lot of days of hard testing to get those grill lines right. A lot of food we had to eat.
Had to eat a lot of food, right?
We actually highlight some bacon-wrapped peaches in here. So you've got bacon, and you've got the nice sweet contrast of the salty bacon with the peaches. It's a lot of fun to make. So those are really simple and a really good snack. You know, you've got some protein in there at the campsite. So it's as straightforward as it sounds. You just cut the peaches in half, a little oil, and then wrapping them in bacon. The grill just really gives great marks to those. We also did some grilled avocado in here. So just kind of a unique take on some campsite snacks. If you haven't had grilled avocado, by the way,
there's nobody in my Callie, me and you will get together one day and have grilled avocado because nobody else in my family will eat it. It's like so sad.
I would try.
Including Jeremy.
I would try it.
Oh, because Kelly says.
You're missing out.
Maybe if we wrap it in bacon, Kelly. Maybe that'll work. Now, we used the Dutch oven. We used it, the grill. We used the griddle. We experimented a lot. But what we haven't done yet, but we're excited to do, is use it as a pizza oven.
And Kelly, I'm nervous about this. So make me feel more confident about using it as a pizza oven.
This is probably, I think it's probably the easiest thing you can do. And also, I think it makes this piece really unique because because it is so large and flat, again, unlike a regular camp Dutch oven, it's one of the few things, that it's really the only thing out there that you can make a full-size pizza in for your kids, which your kids would love this. So it's real easy. When you make a pizza at the campsite, what you want to do is get that, you want to put the dome side on top. So you'll have the flat side on bottom, and you'll have that dome side serving as the lid this time. And when you flip over the domed piece, you'll notice that there's rings on it that kind of catch the coals and allow for really good even distribution of the coals. The rings space them out well, so you've got some that stay toward the center and then some that stay toward the edges. And so what you're going to want to do is get that lid screaming hot first, because you're going to cook a pizza from the top down. You don't want to burn your crust. So so you're going to put it over a bed of coals or over your fire and get that lid really nice and hot before you cook. And then you'll put your pizza dough down, and you don't have to use pizza dough like a store-bought pizza. I mean, you could use a flatbread or something like that, you know, if you're, you know, not, if you don't have that handy, or if you want to take a little bit of work out of it. But I think the pizza dough cooks really nice on here, and I think it's ideal to use a fresh pizza dough. But you'll spread that onto the flat griddle side, and then you'll put that griddle side over coals. So at this point, this griddle is not hot like the dome side is, because you don't want to burn the crust. And so you're just now putting it over the heat source. Then you're going to put that domed lid on using the two stainless steel handles that are included, and put some coals on top of there. And it really doesn't take long to cook at all. I mean, you'd be surprised, because you've got that lid so hot. It really is a very quick process, going from, from having the dough just fresh on there to having everything cooked and the cheese melted. I believe it took us maybe 10 minutes, if that.
All right. Wow. No, and I feel, actually just hearing you describe the process, I feel much more comfortable. Like, I get it. I get how that's working. Yeah. And now I feel totally comfortable doing it.
And, you know,
we can do this, Jeremy.
You guys could totally do this. It also is great for cooking other things. Anything you would bake in an oven, like cookies, or, you know, if you were grilled chicken and wanted to melt cheese on top of the chicken, anything you want to do in an oven like that, you can do in this oven environment with the flat side down. So I think that's a really cool feature. You've got a nice large baking surface.
But the key is to get that dome top hot on its own before you're putting it there, because that creates that oven-like environment, right?
Yes. Because you're kind of like indirectly cooked, right?
Yes, so yes, I get
when you're in the oven. So you don't want to, like, you know, scorch the bottom of whatever you're baking.
All right. Now, well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add on to, the Dutch oven that we were talking about earlier with the mixed berry cobbler. I know it can seem like a lot of cobbler to cook that way. So if you're not wanting 6.8 quarts of cobbler, you could easily put a pie dish down on the flat side in this oven configuration, this kind of pizza oven, if you will, configuration. And you can make just a cobbler in a pie pan here. So, you know, that's a great tip too.
You're blowing my mind here because I felt like, oh, we really understood everything this product can do, but you're expanding it beyond.
Oh, the idea of putting an apple pie in there.
You have a functioning oven.
Cookies are great too.
I'm going to try that. That's a great idea.
A lot of RVers don't even necessarily have an oven, or if they're in a pop-up camper or whatever. So this product gives you an oven. And if you were to buy one of those sort of camp ovens, those are very, very expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're not cheap. And I've been eyeballing them for a long time, and I can never quite spend that money.
Yeah, we've never bought one.
It looks too expensive. But then moving on to the last type of use for it is that skillet and wok. And we did obviously use it that way. I did peppers and onions. And I have to say, it beautifully sauteed my peppers and onions. I had them over the hot coals. It was such a seamless, the heat was really well spread out. That was a very good experience sauteing.
Yes. Yeah. We have a recipe for some stir fry in the book. And again, that kind of slight curve in the bottom of this makes it a little different from a skillet. And I think it makes it easier to stir too, you know, just because it is a little more, you know, gently curved on the sides and on the bottom. Stir fry is really great to make in this. We also show how to make a hash, like a mountain man hash, for breakfast. So a big batch of potatoes and onions, peppers in there, and just kind of sauteing those, and then cracking some eggs over the top to have a great breakfast. You could be making a steak on the grill off to the side, just throwing that out there. That's what we did.
Nice steak and eggs of a meal. Now, yeah. I love this talk. I'm going to get Jeremy on this because he's big into his breakfast where he's making pancakes, French toast, that kind of stuff. And I just don't, I just don't eat sweet breakfast. Like, I like hash and, you know, those potatoes and eggs. That's the kind of breakfast I want.
I'm up for this challenge. And you guys,
I want you to make me this breakfast.
You could also make a quiche in a pie pan on the other side too, just thinking about that.
I love a good
and
quiche.
Kelly, we'll link to that one of the videos you guys did where it shows this in operation as well. One thing I realized after, you know, Stephanie and I had such a relaxing time, like unwinding and using the cook at all to make dinner. It was just really this lovely experience. And then one thing I realized, like, once you've got the fire going a little bit, whether it's, you know, charcoal or right over wood, and you serve dinner, it's so nice to just then transition right into the campfire, you know, because you've got everything sort of smoldering and just makes for a wonderful, wonderful, like, afternoon into evening at the campground.
It's really different than cooking over a grill or something, you know. I mean, I think cooking over the fire is really special, and it brings people together, you know, in a different way than it does when you cook other ways. And, you know, the cook also is a really good talking point too. I mean, you know, people, I've taken it camping and people just get really interested in, you know, what is that you're cooking with? It just brings people over and brings people over to, you know, just spend time together and bond. And, what were you going to ask, Jeremy?
I was just going to say that, like, do you guys have any tips for getting the fire started? Should we be using briquettes? Should we be using lump? Should we be using just firewood? Or is it really just your personal style and preference for how you want to do it?
I think it really depends on what you're going to cook. So if you think of like coals, you know, those are really consistent, really predictable heat. You kind of know what you're getting that way. So if you're baking, I would recommend using coals just so you've got a nice, you know, consistent heat source all the way around. And that could be charcoals. It could be like, you know, matchlight charcoals, or it could be coals from the fire, like wood coals from the fire. That's what we use a lot. So if you're baking, I would say when you're using the two pieces together in general for the cook at all, you would want to use coals. If you're going to do something on the grill or griddle, I think the fire is perfectly fine. It gives a lot of flavor, and fire is great for high heat cooking. So if you're looking at, you know, making meat on the grill side, I think that's a really good time to use fire because you get that really nice high heat to sear. You know, if you're using the griddle to make pancakes, you might not want to cook over fire, right? You might want to use coals in moderation underneath the griddle in that instance. But, you know, if you're going to do any sort of anything where you want flavor or high heat, I think that's when you would want to use fire.
All right. How about cleanup?
I'm going to be
really honest here. We use cast iron at home all the time. And bizarrely, I love cleaning up the cast iron and reseasoning it. It's just something ritualistic about it. It's like, I know that if I care for my cast iron, it'll care for me. So I've always liked, I have no issue cleaning up cast iron. I thought this would be difficult to clean up, and it wasn't at all. And it looked brand new after using it. I mean, cast iron looks better after you use
it.
So so for anyone out there who's thinking, oh my God, this thing's going to be hard to clean up, could you just tell everybody like what you guys recommend? It's really quite simple.
Yeah, it really is simple. By the way, you'll never get two people answering the same way about how to clean cast iron. I mean, even at our company, everyone has their own little thoughts on it. But generally speaking, we always tell people, use really hot water, a little soap if you need to. If you've done something, you know, where you want to kind of get the flavor out. Sometimes if people cook fish or something, they'll put a little bit of soap in there because they, you know, don't want that to linger in any way. But really just hot water and a bristle brush. So we use a brush because it doesn't harm the seasoning. Like if you were to use like a green scrubby pad or something like that. Scrubby pads like that will kind of take your seasoning off a little more than like a nice stiff bristle brush will.
Say like the one sold by Lodge.
For sure. Yeah. We definitely carry an array of tools that are perfect for cleaning cast iron. And if you have something where, you know, you've got some stuff on bits of meat or, you know, you've done something a little sticky in there and things are not wanting to come off with a brush. We also make just like a scraper. It's like polycarbonate material, so it's really strong, and that's a good way to get loose some of those stuck on bits that's not going to harm your seasoning also. So yeah, we just recommend hot water, a little soap if you need it, and a good brush or scraper to scrub off any sort of leftover food. And then the important part after that, after you just dry it off, is to make sure you add a little oil to build your seasoning. So after each use, while it's still a little warm, wipe it down with a thin layer of oil. It does not need to be a lot. If you put too much, it'll you know, sit on it and get sticky, but you'd want to just put just a thin layer of oil on there, and that's just going to build your seasoning over time. And that's what makes cast iron get better with time, is the fact that that little bit of seasoning that you put on each time, and the cooking in it is really the thing that makes it better with time. It just builds up, and you just, your product just gets better with age and becomes something that you're excited to hand down. And you know,
I'm never giving it away. Well, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Hopefully. There's plenty. Let me tell you something. We have plenty of cast iron. He can give it away and keep it,
I'll
too.
I'll buy you to the boys' one.
All right. Well, speaking of giving away, we know that it is right now a gift-giving season. And some people might be thinking about, you know, like a nice Lodge Dutch oven or something as a gift. But you mentioned, too, kind of your other products, right, and how many other products you have. Are there kind of things that you like to recommend that people pair with maybe a skillet or the cook it all as a gift, mm-hmm. and kind of like make it come together as a nice little package?
Yeah, definitely. So thinking of outdoor cooking here and the cook it all or a skillet, we have a really nice thing we came out with recently called our fire and cook stand. And what that does is, if you're cooking over like open fire, like over logs, whatever, the fire and cook stand is kind of hard to describe, but it's basically gives structure to your fire and kind of gives you a good template to build a good fire and get it going. It kind of creates like a more of a pyramid type shape, a teepee shape that you want to go for when you're making a fire. And the best thing about it is that lots of our Lodge cookware will sit right on there on this kind of great metal thing. It's really hard to describe without it in front of me.
We'll put
a picture in the show notes, everybody, over at RVX.
Yeah. So you could put your...
It's very simple, but you can put your cookware right on it. So it really turns your fire into a place that you can cook. I don't know if you've ever tried to cook over a fire and you've got, you know, a couple of logs situated underneath and the logs are kind of burning down and not exactly, you know, a great place. You're kind of having to, you know, make them fit your cookware, but this stand is really, it turns your fire into a little outdoor kitchen, and it holds a lot of different cookware. So that's one item that I would recommend. And then also, we have a lid stand, for our Dutch ovens. It is really versatile. So yes, it can lift the lids on Dutch ovens, but it also, the way I like to use it is as a stand to cook on. So you could sit your skillet on there and have coals right underneath, and it keeps your skillet supported, but really close to the coals. And you can use it for the Dutch oven griddle. Also, you could put that on there and cook when you're doing your pizzas or if you're using the grill or griddle side. Very versatile, very practical tool that packs right into your Dutch oven or would fit right inside this cook it all. And then I would also recommend our chimney starter for getting your coals started. That's really essential to have handy at the campsite. And I think ours is a really great size and a really durable one.
I would throw in some Lodge leather gloves. And what I did was I bought, based on the recommendation on your website, I bought the 14-inch carry bag that's, you know, for your Dutch, your larger Dutch ovens. And when putting the cook it all in there, it's nice because there's some extra room still. So like in my...
For your leather gloves.
So I created this nerdy little Boy Scouty kind of little package where, like, when I open up my 14-inch carry bag, I have my leather gloves in there. I have my scrub brush. I love those pan scrapers you mentioned. And all of those fit into one bag. And it really is pretty much like this comprehensive cooking system.
I mean, Jeremy's love for accessories knows no bounds. Like, I mean, for example, I've literally been cooking on cast iron in our kitchen for 18 years. I've always had cast iron, and I never saw one of these pan scrapers until this year when Jeremy started messing around. I'm like, okay, now I'm accessorized.
When was the last time you had to clean and reseason a skillet?
I don't even touch it. I leave it on the stove and I let him take care of it.
She cooks dinner. She leaves them on the stove.
And he scrapes away.
We have a grill pan scraper too, Jeremy. I don't know if you have it, but it fits right around the grooves of those grill lines. and it makes cleaning that grill side a breeze. So
I don't have one, but I will soon.
I think he just ordered it on his phone. Thanks, Kelly.
So where can our listeners go to buy a cook at all right now? Where should they go? Directly to your website at Lodge?
Yeah, right now you should go directly to our website at lodgemsg.com. In the future, next year, you'll start to see it popping up at other sporting goods retailers and things, but don't have hard information on that yet. So for the time being, Lodge's website or our factory stores, if you happen to be close to one of those, we have a few in the Southeast. Those are a great place to go and check out in person too.
And while you're, to our listeners, if you head over to Lodge's website to buy your cook it all, you also want to notice, like, you guys have a really great active blog with lots of recipes and tips for cleanup and all that stuff. And I, as a, consumer, I always really appreciate that kind of content coming from a company and coming from experts. So it's the type of website you want to bookmark and look at once a week to get all the new recipes. And I would imagine you're going to be adding new cook it all recipes, over time too, to the website, I would hope, right?
Yes, you're completely right. Yeah, I believe we already have a few outside of, that are not mentioned in the booklet, even that are on our website. And you make a great point about getting the recipes from our website, because the good thing about getting recipes from our website is that they're tailored for cast iron. So, if you were to get a recipe for something, for cobbler not in cast iron, the cooking times and temps, things like that can vary a bit. So I think it's really great to go directly to our website and see if you can find something for inspiration, because it is meant for cooking in cast iron. And Jeremy, I was going to add too, we're doing something fun this coming week on social media with the Cook It All. Our product test kitchen manager is going to be cooking up some recipes that some of our fans have challenged him to cook in the Cook It All, because the idea is you can cook anything in it. So that'll be fun to keep an eye out for also on our social.
Okay. Oh. So we want our listeners to go to Lodge on Instagram, on Facebook, and where else?
Yes.
What other channels? YouTube? Where should we be looking for you guys?
Pinterest. Yeah. We're on Pinterest, YouTube. Yep. Facebook, Instagram.
All right. Well, Kelly, it was truly a pleasure talking to you. And, for our listeners to know, we actually didn't have the answers in advance to all these questions we had for you. And I walked away learning a lot and excited to try new things. So you did your job.
Well, great. I'm glad you guys are excited.
And I love this thing. I mean, I really do. And I just feel like I'm going to be cooking on this for the next 20 or 30 years. Like these Lodge products, they do become family heirlooms.
Until Kelly comes up with something else that's going to be even better, and you'll just ditch the Cook It All for the next big thing.
I don't think that's true. Right. I think this is the next iconic cast iron product. I think you guys just made it at Lodge. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yes. Thank you both. It was great.
All right. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and a huge thank you to Kelly Peterson from Lodge. She was really fascinating. It's so cool.
So much fun.
So much fun. It's really cool to talk to somebody about a product who helped design the product. I mean, the insight she has into it is pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love learning and kind of being inspired to try new things. And speaking of trying new things, you're going to stay tuned for the next round of the special podcast, right? Round two, where we're actually going to talk about the things that we've cooked on the Cook It All. And Kate Dunbar's going to talk about the things that she's cooked on the Cook It All. And we'll just give some of the things we learned and our learning curve and how it went and, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, Kate Dunbar, the author of The Campground Gourmet, is going to come on this other special episode with us. And for about 15 minutes, we're just going to chat about all the cool things we've been cooking. And I'm certain that Kate has some recipes from her new cookbook that would be perfect for the cast iron Cook It All.
Now, remember, we are giving away a Cook It All. This is the perfect time of year to win one of these, right? Happy holidays to you. So head over to our Instagram account at RV Family Travel Atlas. You've got to hang out over there in order to be able to enter and win the Cook It All in our giveaway.
And a huge thank you to Lodge Cast Iron for doing this special mini episode with us. We can't wait to do the next one, and we can't wait to do some more cooking at the campground with the Lodge Cast Iron Cook It All. And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.